The government is versus the people. The court ruled that the illegal migrant hotel in Epping had to close. This meant that councils up and down the country are now taking the government to court to get their migrant hotels closed. And the government, as far as I can understand it, basically had four options. Option number one, mass deportations. Option number two, admit that they were wrong about Rwanda, which, by the way, several Labour MPs have now done, and they are calling comically for a Rwanda-style scheme. Anyway, option number three, move them into HMOs, houses of multiple occupancy. Option number four, fight the public. And they chose option number four. That's just ludicrous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. They chose to fight the public. Bad move. But gosh, you know, this is the kind of thing where you'd want to see your Home Secretary come out, front up to it, maybe put a plinth outside Downing Street, sell it to us. Come on, Yvette, sell it to us. Where is she? Yes, she's reportedly gone interrailing around Europe with her husband, Ed Ball. So, I'm sorry, but at this particular moment in time, she's essentially fled the country. Whilst we've got all of this going on, I think that's pretty pathetic. By the way, some Labour MPs, as I was saying, are now calling for that Rwanda-style scheme. And Security Minister Dan Jarvis, who? Yeah, me neither. Dan Jarvis said,
we've made a commitment that we will close all of the asylum hotels by the end of this parliament, but we need to do that in a managed and ordered way.
We know what that means, OK? So we need to close all the asylum hotels by the end of this parliament, but we need to do it in a managed and controlled way. We know what it means. Close the hotels, approve a load of asylum seekers, like the overwhelming majority of them, and then move them into houses around the country. There are set to be around 27 protests around migrant hotels this weekend. The British government is supposed to protect and represent the British public, is it not? But today, by fighting to keep migrant hotels open, I think they decided to go to war with the people.